The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Begin and greetings all. Thank you for your practice. And a moment ago, I asked you to share words that are coming up after this meditation on yes. And I'll share a few of them, bring them into the space. Peace, openness, open, gratitude for my life, yes. Calm, smile, relax, energy, positivity. I want to play, one of you says. Acceptance, calmness, yes. Grounded, cultivation, open heart. So many beautiful reflections. Thank you so much. Simply sacred, a quiet yes. Yes, this too. Kindness, sweet. Upekka. Equanimity. Beautiful. Thank you so much. So I'd like to offer some reflections. And on the theme of this week, which is inspired from the practice of improv, which actually is a, for me, it is a deep and sacred practice. It's, you know, on the outside, it can look really funny and silly, but it is a practice. So there are many teachings in the canon of improv. Yesterday we started with the attitude, this attitude of curiosity, interest, lightness, this just the sense of curiosity and the fullness and emptiness in our language, in Buddhism, coming together with this with the lightness and also with the actions in the world. So today we turn through, we turn to what's called the teaching on yes, yes, and, which is the equivalent of that in our practice is acceptance, is accepting, opening to experience, not blocking experience, but being open to experience. Because if we block experience, even if experience is difficult and challenging, if we block, it becomes harder. It becomes much more difficult. But accepting, there's a sense of opening, a softness, and it allows possibilities. So in improv, and I'll, yeah, let me just talk about improv for a moment. So in improv, the teaching on yes and, there's a concept of yes and. And the idea is that if you block, so there's the concept related to that is the concept of blocking versus accepting. So blocking is when an offer is made. For example, if you're in a relational situation, as we often are in life, say in improv, you're in a relational, say, scene and playing with another player, and they make an offer. They make a, you know, made up offer, because improv is made up. You're improvising, and our lives are also made up. There's a lot of improvising. When a player makes an offer to you, for example, says, you know, he gives you an imaginary, I don't know, saucepan, and say, oh, here, take this saucepan, whatever. If you say, oh, this is not a saucepan, or oh, I don't want a saucepan, or if you block, there's energy of blocking, energy of no. Ooh, that pretty much kills the interaction. And you can notice that in your own life. We actually often notice it more in others when they block our invitations or block our offers. Do you want to do this? No, I don't want to do that. Do you want to do that? No, I don't. Oh, ouch, ouch. It kind of kills the energy. Whereas the idea of yes and, say if for example, you're offering, you're inviting someone, would you like to do this? And say, yes, I would love to do something with you. And how about we do this? Because this is what I have energy for. Or this is what I have time for. So there's a flow in the energy of life. There's a flow in the energy of interaction. There's a flow in the energy of the moment. Yes, and. Yes, and. So in improv, the concept of yes, and is the most fundamental rule of improv. You yes, you say yes to what's offered and you add something to it. You add something. It's the and instead of yes, but that we often do. Yes, but it's yes, and. Yes, this is a, you know, this is a cooking implement and yes, and oh, I needed one. I'm about to make eggs or whatever. Or yes, yes, and yes, and there is a sense of this spirit of generosity. So blocking, so we often block the energy of life. Even when things are difficult, when we push them away, say for example, as I was guiding and leading this meditation, I had a lot of aches and pains and tightness in my body. And I've learned through my practice that if I tighten around them, no, I don't want this pain. Why this pain? This is terrible. I get stuck. I get stuck in that or stuck in life. Whereas, yes, yes, yes. Okay. All right. Yes, there is this tightness. There is this pain. There is this discomfort. Yes, I open up to it. My heart opens up to it. My heart opens up to it and it softens. It's acceptance. It becomes part of the experience and it's not taking center stage. So there's a lot of wisdom in saying yes and in the wisdom of acceptance. And through improv, we can see it from a different perspective because we often see it from, you know, from the dharmic perspective. It's usually a similar perspective that we have in acceptance opening versus from the inspired by improv, this way of seeing yes and, there's a sense of opening even to the challenges in life. Even to the it's not always easy and roses. And yet, can we open up to what is instead of blocking it? No, 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 no. Or coalescing around the difficulty with giving it center stage. There is so much possibility and openness. There are so many routes. And there, when we say yes, it opens options. It opens our way of seeing. It opens our perspective. It opens lots of options. The same way that in improv, saying yes, then you have a lot of options. Yes, and let me try this. Yes, let me try that. Yes, all these options. Whereas when we say no or resist, or there is this blocked energy in our heart, just kind of gets stuck in the blocking. So concept of blocking versus acceptance and the yes and. So the invitation I have for you today is to try saying yes, is to try saying yes to what is, to try saying yes. And the yes could be a very subtle yes of yes, I acknowledge, yes, it is like this right now. Yes, yes, and can you and? Can you have more creativity instead of just ending with the yes? Can you invite your creativity? We all have creativity as human beings. Can you say yes and? Yes and. When invitations come in, can you say yes and instead of no, can it be a yes and? Yes, I'd love to do this and I can do it in this way. Or yes, I'd love to do this and let's do it. Let's embellish it. Yes, and can we bring more creativity? Can we bring more possibilities to our lives today, especially relationally? relationally with others or in our own hearts when something comes up. Maybe it feels like, oh, the same old, oh, no, I don't want to do this. Yes. Can I find a way to say yes and make it more creative and find other ways? Can we challenge ourselves? This life is so impermanent and precious, and it's amazing to be conscious for anything to exist at all. But here we are with all these opportunities, these myriad opportunities to learn and grow, even when things are difficult, as they often are. And it's okay. It's okay. It's part of being alive, learning, growing. So may you be well. May you say yes, softly, boisterously. May you explore today the saying yes and, yes and. Thank you so much for your practice, for joining, for your exploration. See what it feels like today to improvise your life with a yes and. Where you're improvising anyway, so you might as well try some different, new, fresh tools and see what happens. You might like them and keep them. Thank you so much. May you be well. May you say yes and. And looking forward to continuing the series with you tomorrow.